May 16th. Can't wait for that Saturday for the Nebraska State Junior High Track and Field Championships. Gothenburg gets a chance. They're going to host it once again. A great track facility there. And the guy in charge, once again, we've been doing this for many, many years, Mr. Jim Clark. How many years have you and I been? We've been doing, I think, for a long time. How many years now for the Junior High State?
Rich, we started in 2010, and all of a sudden, somehow, it's 2026. I don't know how that happened, but
wow.
16 years under the belt now.
That's terrific. And it's just gotten bigger and better every year. The times have gotten faster. The marks have gotten better, Jim. You're watching throughout the season on athletic.net, all the things. Boy, these kids are just getting better, aren't they?
Yeah, without a doubt, and I think it's a combination. I really do. Whether it's the shoes, the track, the training, the kids, and most importantly, I think just having that goal to keep working for. I was looking the other day, it looks like in the girls' 100 as an example, basically to be in the top 24 right now is what literally won the meet when we started the meet. Mm-hmm. So that's come a long ways. It really has. And in a lot of the other events, you're starting to see that as well. And maybe not that it was winning, but what was maybe in the top five, you know, over a decade ago, now that's what it takes to make the meet now. That's what just makes me smile when we get the kids on the track and let them turn and burn.
And, of course, the website at NebraskaChampionshipMeet.com, that gives you everything, all the information. They do have links there, schedule of events, and the rankings for both girls and boys. They have links there. You can see what kids are running the fastest and throwing the farthest and jumping the highest, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. And again, like I say, that we try to put everything there so track cans can find everything that they need in one spot and then they don't have to bounce around everywhere or whatever. But yeah, you can sure see what's around the state. And Rich, I'm getting calls and emails, of course, today, which today is our cutoff. You have to have your results posted to athletic.net by 10 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight. And I know there's going to be a lot more results hit that ranking before that cutoff. And so it'll be interesting to see when the smoke clears just where it's all at.
And, of course, also with the website, you can go there and all the pictures and some of the results dating all the way back to the very beginning, 2010. Boy, it's kind of cool to look back at all those pictures. Those kids have been through junior high, they've been through high school. Some of those kids have gone on to college track and field as well.
What makes me smile, and it was probably Rich, gosh, I don't know. I think it was two Olympic trials ago. There was the Malone family who, Audrey, she threw the javelin. In fact, she actually held the United States record at a time or whatever, but her family was in that very first 2010 meet, and she and I met up at that Olympic trial, and we just sat there and we thought, boy, things have really changed. And so for me, I just smile, whether, you know, we're attending a NCAA championship or a USA championship. It's fun because I still see those names of kids that came through Nebraska. So pretty fun to watch.
You get a ton of people attending. They want to watch this thing in person, but if you can't, of course, you've got TV coverage. I think, was it last year or 2 years ago was the first year that News Channel Nebraska started covering the meet?
24-25, they covered it, so this will be our third year having them back. So looking forward to their support, and it just amazes me the TV viewership now, where it's grown to.
Yeah, all the links are right there on the website as well. If you don't get to NCN, that now they've kind of linked to YouTube as well. So everybody, you know, has a chance to watch this baby. And you couldn't do this without your great workers. I mean, just besides yourself, you got a ton of other people that help out kind of on a volunteer basis for that day, don't they?
Rich, it'll take 250 people from Gothenburg to support the meet to do it right. And yes, I'm always very, very, very appreciative to all the workers that come out and they want to put on a good product for the state to see when they get here. And yeah, it sure takes a lot of work.
And again, looking forward to a great weather day. That's one thing your Mother Nature, you know, give us a nice day for Saturday. It can rain all at once after the meet's over, but please give us a sunny 70-degree day.
Oh, yeah. Well, we certainly take some rain in these parts, that's for sure. But right now the forecast is for 86 degrees, partly cloudy, 12-mile-an-hour wind south-southeast. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. I'd take that one year in and year out.
There's always records broken every year, Jim. I mean, every single year. And don't be surprised, there's going to be a handful of them go down once again on that Saturday.
It amazes me. For years, I just thought there's no way that these records are going to go down. And boy, I've learned now to never say never. And my heavens. Well, in fact, in the 1600 for the girls, I was looking at that in the very first year in 2010. My brother Dave and I looked at each other and we went, there's no way. There's a little girl that came out of Fremont Bergen at that time. She ran a 5:43, 1600. And we looked at each other and we thought, will we ever see that record broke? Now that's what it takes to make it into the meet in the girls 1600. So to say that the records are going to be broke, I just expect it anymore. I don't know how these kids are doing it, but they sure come and perform, that's for sure.
Well, Jim, we always appreciate talking to you every year before the meet is going to be starting up. But we've got some local athletes around southwest Nebraska, but they come from all over the panhandle, northern Nebraska, eastern schools, southern schools. They come from all over, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And the thing that just amazes me is, of course, we're used to those old traditional Southwest Conference names in our neck of the woods. But eastern end of the state, of course, population boom, and I'm learning new schools every single year, and they just keep coming. And so, yeah, when we say everywhere in the state, it truly is.
Jim, always good to catch up, sir. Thanks a million. You have a good time with this big day, and I know you're going to have, again, a lot of people in attendance and a lot of people watching on the tube as well.
You bet. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Rich.